The barman banged Enzo's whiskey down on the bar top. "You'll not find anyone here with a good word to say about Kirjan." Enzo poured a little water in his whiskey and lifted his glass.
"Why is that?" "'Cause he's a murderous, drunken bastard and treats his women like shit!"
This came from a big man sitting with two others at a table in the far corner.
"Murderous? Everyone knows he murdered the Englishman. We don't need you to come here and tell us that."
"Well, I couldn't do that even if I wanted to,"
Enzo said.
"Because I don't know who murdered Adam Killian."
He took a sip of his whiskey and enjoyed the aromatic flavour of it that filled his mouth, and the warmth of it slipping over his throat. Then he added,
"Yet."
He gazed around the eyes all turned in his direction.
"How do you know he treats his women like shit?"
A thin man with a cloth cap pulled at an angle over his forehead said, "Everyone knows he beats up his women."
"Does he? They tell you that, these women, do they?"
"It's common knowledge,"
another man said. Enzo nodded.
"I notice you say women, plural. So there have obviously been more than one of them. Why do you think that is, if he beats them up?"
The barman leaned forward on his elbows.
"Because they can't resist him, monsieur. God knows what it is he's got, but he's never without one, even after the murder. In a strange way that seemed to make him even more exotic. But he's a violent man, make no mistake about that. Feral, I would call him, and unpredictable with a drink in him."
"And why would he want to murder Killian?"
He knew the answer to that. Raffin had dealt with the arrest and trial of Kerjean in the book, but he wanted to hear what the islanders thought.
"Because he ratted on him!"
This from the big man in the corner again. And someone else piped up,
"And over a woman, too. You might have known it would be. The man's little head rules his big one every time,"
which raised a laugh around the bar.
"The thing is, monsieur..."
The barman straightened up and placed his palms flat on the bar in front of him. "Most people here depend on tourism for their living these days, either directly or indirectly." He adjusted his glasses as if refocusing on Enzo.
"There was a 15% fall in visitors to the island the year after the murder. People who want to come and lie on the beach or walk the tourist trails around the island don't want to think that there's a murderer on the loose. But over time, it was all forgotten.
Until Raffin's book came out and suddenly it was in all the papers again."
The man with the cloth cap was casting an unpleasant look in Enzo's direction. The barman said,
"We took another hit then, too." "And now you've come to rake it all up again."
This was an older man, bearded, sitting by one of the windows, his leg up on the adjoining chair. Enzo felt the hostility in the bar directed at him.
"If it wasn't me, it would be someone else. And there will always be a next time, and a next, until Kerjean either leaves or dies, or someone solves the mystery, and puts an end to it once and for all.